I'm Samantha Mullen.
And I'm Cottie Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. Don't Worry About It.
I worry about everything. No, I do.
But
you do too.
So we're back.
We're back.
It's us.
Are they gone?
They're gone. I love when they leave. It's Samantha Mullen and
Cottie Kreischer.
And we are back with our podcast, Don't Worry About It.
And we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks.
We haven't.
Maybe three.
It's disturbing, actually.
I know.
It's a tad disturbing.
It really is.
You were like getting stem cells or something in some other country?
No, my parents got stem cells.
Oh, I thought you were just like doing it for fun.
Hell no.
No.
I got so sick on that trip.
What?
I don't know. I think I'm you know what? I think I'm getting small viral loads of COVID and not testing positive.
Yeah.
I really do.
Just like
it's
like,
happened twice to me in the last 2 months.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Intriguing.
And I got an IV the next morning after I felt sick. Like I woke up coughing, and you know when you have that moment, you're like, this is it. It's the big vid. Like
yeah.
I know it. So I tested before I got on the plane, negative. And I was like, something's off. Houston, we have a problem. So I was like, tomorrow morning, the next morning, I'm going to get an IV. And I did. And literally after the IV, like an hour after, I had everything came to the surface. I felt awful.
Wait, so you went with your parents for as support and then you were sick the whole trip?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like
were you actually in
hours.
Houston?
No, Austin.
All right. Interesting conspiracy theory.
So anyway, and you know when you have a cold and you're just like, feed a cold. I really take that advice to heart.
You fed it?
Oh, I fed the shit out of it.
Oh, and that's like good?
Well, they say feed a cold, starve a fever. You never heard that saying?
From you, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been just eating nonstop. And I just feel like total shit, to be honest.
Mm. I mean, there's a lot going on.
There is. I need a reset before 4th of July.
So I was just doing laser hair removal like I was telling you
yeah.
just a second ago.
I don't know if I could commit to that.
How? Why?
I don't know. Isn't it painful?
No, not at all.
Zero?
No,
it's How a long does tickle. It take to do an entire
Sweet
leg?
Sweet little tickle. An entire leg? Like, okay, all three areas that I'm doing, it takes like 35 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, and you go like
You have
every...
to go like 7 times though.
They say to go every 4 to 8 weeks for like 8 to 10 times.
Wait, 4 to... Whoa.
It's sort of like a tattoo removal in a way.
Yeah, that seems extremely painful.
But, and then they say maybe once a year, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. If it does what it promises, I'm super
psyched. At least
you're
done having kids.
Yeah.
But
they
ask
you that.
Yeah, because once you get pregnant, it all comes back.
Oh. Well, I don't think that's why they ask you it. But yeah, they're like, are
no,
you pregnant? They don't want to be
maybe
zapping
not.
You if you're pregnant or plan on getting pregnant. I'm not sure why. I'm like, why? Is this bad for me? I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I see all these 20-year-olds doing it. I'm like, save your money.
Really, though, the bikini is the best. Because even if you shave the bikini, like if you were like didn't care about doing it like every day, you still
Ew,
see
who is shaving their bikini.
No,
every
but
day?
You still see like if like like marks. Like you still see like
I have
the dots
not shaved my bikini in like
of hair
10 years,
and so this just like zaps it. So it like here's like a baby's butt.
I can't do that. I just wax every time.
Ew! You know what? Someone told me waxing is really bad. Can
why?
I tell you why?
Why?
You don't know this?
No.
They said because it like literally will make like it stretches the skin out and like so it'll be like hangy. Like creepy.
Oh my God.
You do not want to wax, especially around there. You don't want saggy.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
Sagging skin
I'm
around
like a regular.
The bikini area.
Ugh. Okay.
You got to stop. I have a good friend who was in detail telling me that she has a friend and it's not looking good. She's been waxing for a long time.
Okay. How much is it for everything?
It's like what I'm doing, it's like $250 each time.
Are you kidding? For everything?
Yeah.
You swear to God it doesn't hurt.
Oh my God. They've like streamlined this shit. They are like pack them in. I mean, like it's gotten way cheaper. But it's still, if you add it up at the end of the day, it's like $2,000 probably. Like, you know.
For the
but
whole
yeah.
kit
well,
and
two.
Poodle,
I mean, I guess, yeah. And I've also kind of toyed with doing my arms. I know that sounds
no,
weird. No.
Do not. Gross.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That is so nasty.
I don't know. I love like a sleek little arm.
Yeah, you're going to look like a seal. That is so
I
want
to look like Dominic. Dominic's little 4-year-old arms.
No, and you've got like little
a seal?
Fluff. You'll be like,
I want hairless arms and I want to baby oil them up.
It's so gross.
Sick. Okay, so we were touching a few days ago on all of the diet things that we want to do and lifestyle changes we want to make, right?
Yeah.
So.
And I did a deep dive last night. Okay, so whenever.
What? Oh, I canceled Kellyanne.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just cracked my knuckle.
Okay.
So, sorry. We'll get back to the Kellyanne,
Dr. Kellyanne.
Yeah. By the way, I meant to text you and tell you can return your subscription, your accidental subscription. okay. Sorry. Deep dive last night.
So whenever I – okay. Let's start by saying I sleep in my kids' room.
Still?
Yeah. I know. It's really sad.
Do you think you would be like – you would miss it if they didn't need you in there anymore?
No.
Oh, you'd be fine?
No, but remember when I told you I had like searing anxiety in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
I knew there was something wrong because I like crawled into bed with Teddy and I'm like, this is sick. Like I'm 40 years old. I should be able to like calm my anxieties on my own and not crawl into bed with a four-year-old.
Instead of Xanax, I need a baby. Like, I need a toddler to pill and coddle. Not
relying on a toddler to do it. But anyway, so when I lay in there at night, I get my algorithm on social. I get every like quick fix for weight loss or
at night.
Well, I mean that's the time of the day that I go through social.
Oh,
I don't do it during the day.
But you must be like looking that shit up in order for them to be okay. Yeah.
And then when you find some sort of cleanse, most of them are like 5-day resets.
Yeah.
Like I just got one for Owl.
Oh, Owl! I've done it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I was just going to bring up Owl. I hate the way, first of all, I don't know if you saw the ad I saw, but it's like, I hate when like stylists or like anybody like talking about anything they're selling, they do the thing and it's like the text, everything they're saying, like on audio, it's the text. I guess it's if you have your sound off, but it's like, so I'm not into this, but I am into this and blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's so, I don't know. It's like irritates me. I've done Owl. They're out of Venice. The shakes are – okay, so the key to that – okay, so there's – I think there's like a
two – well, let's rewind. So the ones I'm looking at right now, Owl.
Yeah.
Prolon, which we both do.
Okay. What, we can't shake it.
No, Dr. Kellyanne, which I just tried. I only got through a lemon water, one smoothie, and a broth.
It seems like the Ralph's version of like Prolon.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I've also done Chroma, which is amazing.
But Chroma, don't you have to make all your own shit?
Yeah, but it's like you're cutting a vegetable. Like if you can't do that.
That's really exhausting.
But it's like the best bone broth I've ever had in my like collagen. But do you make
it? Oh, they send it to you.
The packaging is off the charts. I think the woman who did Chroma also did Creation. No, I don't know. She did another big one.
You tried to tell me it was the Creation woman. Yeah. It's not. You already tried to tell me that.
Yeah, it's not her.
Lies. Chroma. So does Chroma send you bone broth and then instructions on how to prepare the food?
Yes.
Okay. And what else?
So it's just a broth and then you just throw in whatever vegetables you want. And it's actually really filling.
Okay. But like what else do they send you?
Nut butter.
Okay.
I don't remember. I was pregnant when I was watching Mike do it.
I was pregnant when I was cleansing. Not a good idea.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got Kellyanne, Owl, Prolon, Chroma.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is another one I've been looking at? I think that's all for right now. But anyway, I just can't. Prolon is like the only one.
Why do we love Prolon? Because it's sort of outrageous.
It's kind of gross in a way, but I like it. But you know why? Okay, here's
because you feel good. Oh, and we can talk about Saqqara too.
Oh, Saqqara. You've never done Saqqara.
I know,
you?
But let's say organized so people can follow.
All right, let's start with Dr. Kellyanne.
Okay,
I just ordered it. I accidentally subscribed.
I haven't done it. You've tried it,
but I've tried it.
I ordered it, and I'm going to return to sender when it arrives.
Yes. So you know what I don't like looking up all these cleanses. You don't get like before and afters, and it bothers me. Like I want to see before and after photos. I want to put in the cleanse, press images, and I want just a litany of before and afters.
Prolon doesn't do that, right?
Prolon has more than most. So Dr. Kellyanne doesn't have a ton.
Yeah.
And even so, I'm just like, it's like not significant enough where you're like, did you lose weight? Like, you're already a health pro. Like, you just lost like an inch of bloat. Like, that doesn't do it for me.
No.
So anyway, I started it maybe 2 weeks ago.
Kellyanne. Okay.
And it's a lemon water, a lemon sip, a smoothie.
Yeah. Chocolate or vanilla.
3 lemon sips, 2 smoothies, and like 2 bone broths maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm not – and what I didn't like about it is a lot of stevia, it felt like. A lot of artificial sweetener. Mm. I don't like that in general.
I don't either.
Like, I'd rather just deprive myself.
It just feels like chemically.
Yes.
Chemical.
Yeah, I'm like, well, if you went from drinking, like, Coca-Cola every day, yes, this would probably, like –
Yeah.
Be okay
I feel
for
like
you.
It does look very like homogenized in a way.
Yes.
But I again, on Memorial Day, I don't know how. I was Googling something, some other like diet related thing because a friend is doing like HCG, which actually like is so
I had a friend do that.
But that's
it's
like
so
old school. Right?
Yeah, so old school.
So then I'm like, is there some new like development with HCG, right? So then I'm Googling that and then Kellyanne comes up and I'm like, oh, and then I click on it and then it's like Memorial Day special. And I was like, okay, almost ordered a week, thank God. And then I ordered like, I think a one day, like 2 1-day packs. And then it's funny,
that's
you brought
the way
it
to
up
go with these.
Then you brought it up the other day. And then I was like, it hadn't come yet. And I'm like, shoot, like, I don't actually know, because you're saying it's bad. And I feel like
I don't think
the
you'd
page.
Like it.
No. So anyway, I emailed them, you know, because I'm a returnaholic and I love to return shit. Love, love, love to return shit. I hate it and I love it. It's
compulsive
so fun.
Returner.
That's another top, that's a whole nother, like, I think, episode. But I emailed them and they were like, you can just, like, not accept the shipment, but I'm sure someone will just throw it on my doorstep. So I think either I just, like, take it back
you
to the post office.
I'm going to return mine.
Or
oh,
just,
I got
or like,
like
just
one
get a
day.
Return label or something. I don't know. Anyway, I meant to text you because you said you accidentally subscribed to this Ugh. Subscription or something.
Yes.
You have a week or two?
I'm getting it.
So like, you can return it.
I'm going to return it.
Okay. It'll feel glorious to return it.
I can't wait. And then I took all my Prolons out the other day.
Okay, so Kellyanne, no.
Kellyanne,
no go.
No.
We're going to take your word for
it's
it.
No go. So then I did Saqqara.
Okay, so Saqqara's it's vegan.
It's plant-based.
It's vegan.
Vegan and plant-based.
Plant-based, which is,
essentially the same thing, I guess.
Yeah. But is it, okay, so what I wonder with Saqqara, and I know it's not always exciting to eat it, but you feel amazing. My thing is sometimes I feel like when they're trying to not do meat or cheese, then sometimes those...
Yep.
Like things that they're making may or may not be good for you. But I feel like Saqqara is so health conscious that they've done the research. And I wonder, is Saqqara actually for weight loss or is it just to like feel good? Because I don't know.
No. So I've done Saqqara.
I've done it.
I've started with the 30-day reset that they came out with.
Okay.
And I did that in January.
That wasn't the level 2 detox, right?
No, I've never done that. But I signed up for the 30-day.
Don't.
And I was like... Huh. And okay, so they deliver.
Yeah.
We're in LA, but like they deliver
oh,
Monday
days.
At like 3 a.m. in the morning and then Wednesday at 3 a.m. in the morning. They do deliver twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I got my sister-in-law really into it. She does lunch. She does breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I can't commit to doing a meal.
I
like
agree.
A prepackaged
meal. Three meals a day. Because then you're going to go off the rails because
exactly.
you're so bored. Yeah.
So she does breakfast and lunch. So I had originally started doing it. I felt good. But on the flip side, I was like, wow, I'm not losing any weight, but you are so regular, beyond regular.
Were you drinking alcohol, though, also?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's part of the problem, I think. If you just ate that, like, 2 meals a day and then something healthy.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure either.
So anyway, and then I Googled. I was like a week and a half in, and I was like, what am I eating? Because I know I had a donut for breakfast the other day.
Yeah.
So I was like... Like, God help me if I had, like, a tempeh donut or something or it was, like,
oh,
all, like,
Saqqara.
Compressed.
Yeah, it's a rose petal donut, okay?
Yeah, it's so good. But I was like, I've had, like, donuts and, like, weird stuff. So then I went to go Google the calories and it was, like, Houdini'd. I was like,
no.
Where you can't. And then
you
go onto their site and they're like, it's not about calories. It's about eating, you know,
well,
like,
I also
nutritious
think people are
food.
So afraid of fat. I mean, I guess less now with like all the keto stuff. But like, I feel like it, just like Prolon too, that initial bar you eat in the morning, which like is kind of amazing. It's really high in fat, but it's good fats that keep you full. So I don't know. I don't totally understand how to temper like the fats. But I know that like if it's good fats, like you shouldn't be afraid of them. So sometimes I don't even if I had the nutrition facts for something, I don't know that it would even help me because like I don't even know totally what I'm looking at. You know, half the time. Like I'm like literally from like the 80s. Like I'm like low fat,
you
low
are.
Carbs. Like that's like all I'm looking for. But like that's not necessarily the key to like, you know, staying satiated and like feeling good. So I don't really know. So okay. So Saqqara, I don't know. I'm actually dipping my toe back in next week, but I'm only doing 2 meals.
What are you doing? Breakfast and lunch?
So I'm doing breakfast and dinner. But I'm probably going to, but I, because that, it's like $20 more and you can choose then and swap out from all the lunch and dinner options as opposed to just having, do you know what I'm saying?
The dinner options are better than the lunch
options.
Yes.
So with that, if you do that, you have options. You can either pick any of the lunches or any of the dinners. Yeah. So I'm going to do two.
I've never picked.
Yeah, see, so that's the problem. So I'm doing two meals a day, and we'll see. I don't know. I mean, I made Duran do it, and he was, like, cursing me every time. He's like, this is so boring, like, whatever. And then, like, after he would eat a meal, he'd be like, I feel amazing.
Yeah. Mike did it one day.
Yeah.
One day. And, like, he was like, you know.
None of these things are, like, every day, all day, every day, you know?
No, I mean, I don't know. It's so it's so hard.
So you only did it for a week. You only did it for a week?
Yeah, and then I just have, like, an obscene amount of guilt when I don't,
I know.
You know, that's, or I'm, like, thing. Pushing it off meals on everyone, and I'm like, you should try this.
Or you give
it's
it to
really
the housekeeper.
Great.
You're would you like a faux feta chopped salad?
Yeah, faux feta.
A mooshu vegetable wrap with a turnip on the side.
In the mood for a dickload of mushrooms. I've got your meal planned. I had, like, that. I couldn't stop the shipments. Like, one day I started panicking. I got a Blue Apron, a thing of Saqqara, a Kellyanne. I was like, make it stop.
You must have been hungry that night.
Oh, my God.
The night before. Were you? Wait, I haven't done Blue Apron in so long.
It's so fun.
Wait, I used to love it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think actually that, you know what, I should do it again because Luca loves cooking.
Oh,
and any of
it.
These kids, like, there's nothing for kids, which is, somebody should make, like, a cooking kit for kids that, like, but I know parents would then have to be involved to a certain degree. But Luca's 10 and he loves to cook. And when I did Blue Apron, I did it for a few years and I learned so many, like, silly, basic, like, cooking mm-hmm. techniques. Like, I learned how to, like, sear salmon, like, which is so easy, but I, like, had no idea, how to
and
do it.
And then you find, like, a recipe you like and you're like, oh, I'm keeping this one.
Yes.
Because it essentially tells you
I
how
never
much.
Really make them again, but I do.
No, I would never.
I do love it, actually.
I have the best intentions.
I sort of want to bring it back in to the fold.
You should.
Yeah. It's
you
not totally healthy, though.
You know what it also teaches you, though? Portion control.
That's true. It
does.
Really
does.
Do you do it for two or four?
I do it for four. Because four feeds five.
Well, but I used to do it for two because my kids wouldn't really eat a lot of it. But now I think they would.
You would. They would.
And then have you ever done the family portion one?
No.
You know what I mean?
They have a Weight Watchers one, though.
Some of the meals are Weight Watchers.
Well, you can just choose all the Weight Watchers ones.
But so you can choose, like, the signature ones, or you can do the family, like, portioned one. Have you ever seen that?
I think I have, but I didn't see it the last time I signed up.
Oh, maybe they've changed.
The family.
I'm going to look. I'm going to report back on that.
They should do a kid's one where everything is pre-sliced. Because I don't want to cut a fucking onion.
That would be cute.
You know what I mean? Where it's all pre-sliced and it's just easy cooking.
I think they had a hard time, like, financially. Jenny said they were going to go out of business, but I'm glad they're not.
Well, they're probably keeping them in business.
I think it's a hard
thing. They have so many competitors now. They've got, like, HelloFresh.
But I think they're the best.
I do too.
Don't
I've never tried HelloFresh, to be honest.
I've tried a few other ones, and this one, it's always been my favorite. I'm going to bring it back, actually. I'm glad you brought that
you
up.
Should.
Blue Apron, everybody.
You should. It's
a good one. Okay, so.
Anyway, so I did Kellyanne returning. I just
returning Kellyanne.
But I think you and I, let's like do official weigh-in.
Yeah.
Like heavyweight champions.
Okay,
like,
we're going.
Like, see, measurements, weigh-in, and so, let's. Do you want to start Sunday or Monday?
Well, they say Sunday's better, but here's my only issue.
I never started on a Sunday.
My only issue is, and Cotty and I have, like, multiple Prolon packs that, like, have been started and then stopped. So we have to go in and, like, reconfigure, like a full, like, 5-day program.
I already did, and I, like, crossed out the two on one, and I made it a one.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm missing a bar. What can I supplement?
I turned into a junkie on, like, day three. I was like, give me all the olives.
Yeah.
But
I'm
going to
have an extra pack of olives.
My parents did Prolon.
Yeah.
And my mom has had this mysterious, weird cough for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Since she got it on Teddy's first birthday. Teddy turns 5 in October. She did Prolon.
Yeah.
And she's got two bad knees. And she sounds like she's falling apart. And the cough went away completely. So much
cellular.
So she forgot. And her knees. I think truly, and my dad's arthritis went away too. I think it's being on an anti-inflammatory diet like that for 5 days straight. And the
cellular
rejuvenation. No, it came back after they started eating like shit again.
Interesting.
But,
No, I do. It is. That's why it's crazy. I keep going back to it. Because even though it's like Nutrisystem, it's like all prepackaged shit that could last on a shelf for like 10,000 years. It's like it. You really feel like you're doing something good for your body.
It's true. Now, Bert did it. And Bert didn't. Like, Bert had the weight to lose. No, he stuck to it. Like, he can stick it. Like, with things like that, he commits. He only lost, like, 9 pounds.
That's a lot.
Not really.
Yeah, in a five-day thing.
I lost 9 pounds.
No, that's a lot. That's a lot. Like, women that I've talked to usually only lose, like, 5, and men usually lose, like, 7.
Oh, I lost 9.
Wait, can we talk about the NR1?
What's that? Oh, what is that?
Okay, does it not give you the worst gas in the world?
Wait, so what is it? NR1 are these packets. So there's two different packets. There's algae?
Yeah.
algae? There's an algae packet and an NR1, and I'm always so hesitant. Algae oil
you take in the morning, I don't know, to grease the pipes.
Are you kidding me? I don't know. Is that why?
I have no idea. And then the NR1, it's like vegetable powder, basically. But it literally, like, and you will notice this, okay? It, like, gives you the worst gas. And then, like, I feel like it bloats you for that evening. You're still losing weight if you're sticking to it.
We're talking about NR1, not algae?
No, we're talking about NR1, okay. The midday one. And I feel like towards, for me, and see if, let me know if this happens to you. I feel like it's towards, after, I don't know, 3 hours after you take it, starts to like sort of bloat you and you have like the worst gas. And then, but the next day it's like, you're completely like feeling like flat and like good. But, really? But after the NR1, it's like a little bit of like a landmine. Like I can't be in the same room. Oh my God.
See,
you don't have the worst gas on it?
So, no, I don't pay attention to those.
Duran kill himself.
No, I don't pay attention to him in the sense like
what?
The last time I tried doing it a few weeks ago and I got to like day 2 and quit.
And you didn't do the NR1?
No, and I forgot to take it. I was like, it's just a multivitamin.
No. I forget too. I do think there's something to it, but I feel like it bloats me, but maybe that's part of like I don't know. Maybe that's. I need to know if it does.
I wonder
it to
if
you.
Your body's like pumping up and be like, she's coming through.
It's like it's so weird. I don't know why. I'm like, do I need to take this? I feel like I want to like email them and ask them.
I started reading his book.
Yeah,
he's fascinating. Dr. Longo, is that his name? I did. Yes. I started reading his book. Right. Like I became. I think they almost wanted me to sign on to be like a spokesperson when they called me to get a review.
Yeah.
I was like, I just feel great. I feel like I can do anything. They're like, oh my God, really? I was like,
I just have
so much energy. I'm about to go into Target right now. They probably thought I was on drugs.
You're like, I'm so efficient. I'm getting everything done.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, and you feel so good afterwards. So good. But I really, let's do it next week. And like, school.
My problem, old school. You can't drink. Like, you mean like no vodka?
No drinking.
You mean no tequila?
Yes. No tequila, no vodka. 5 days.
No nightcap?
You can drink on day 5. I've never actually made it to dinner on day 5. Isn't that funny?
I think I'm similar. I always like, feel so much better not drinking, but I'm so bored. It's so hard. So my only issue is I have Sakara coming next week. So what do I do if we're going to start this like alliance?
Why did you order Sakara?
I don't know.
Push it
because
off.
I'm like you. I needed everything coming all at once.
Why don't you push it off a week?
Oh, wait. Could I?
Yeah.
Because it actually looks good next week. The food looks good.
Wait, what are you getting? Breakfast and dinner?
Yes, but it's basically like I plan on doing breakfast and lunch because...
Well, you can't do it because we've committed to prolong.
Shit. I think I could cancel today, actually.
You can. You still have time.
Do I?
Because they're LA-based and they do like...
Are they? No, they're New York-based.
No.
Sakara?
Are they?
I don't know. Maybe they have headquarters in both places. Who knows?
They must.
I do want to go hard on this with you.
I really do. We need to do a Sunday start.
Or maybe...
It's so
yeah,
hard
Saturday start would be absurd.
Oh, I can't do Saturday.
Okay.
But a Sunday...
What?
See, this is why it's so hard to commit, because I'm like, I kind of wanted to drink on Sunday.
Well, then I actually have to go to someone's house for, like, a play date on Sunday, which, like, I need to drink in order to make that bearable, but I don't know.
Let me look at my calendar before we commit to this.
Do you feel like you can't do anything social when you're dieting?
No, I'm like, I need to cancel. Like, I don't want to see people.
Me either.
And I'm like,
But then sometimes I feel like when I'm home, I'm more likely to, like, binge eat than if I'm out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So it's confusing. You know what I don't like about Gel X? Like, it's so thin and I love that. But I feel like they can never file enough at the base of the nail. No. It always looks like it's like
chunky.
It's like a press-on.
So anyway.
It's basically a press-on.
So wait, let me show you what they look like. And then, so anyway, I called Paul. They're like, nope, sorry. And I was like, ugh.
What did you want to do to fix them? You kind of did have to take them off. No, you just wanted a different color?
No, I wanted them to be like short.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Wait, I've been seeing a guy's wearing acrylic nails. This is what
Bella Cures. Bella Cures did a good job.
That looks good.
They buzzed them down.
Yeah.
They cut them.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. I'll be honest with you.
Have you seen any men wearing acrylic nails lately?
A lot.
Wait, what is the deal?
I don't know. I think it's a trend.
But they're not like necessarily like homosexual.
You can say gay.
Can I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? Like, this is like a thing. It's like long nails. Like, guys, it's like they're doing it.
I've only seen my gay friends having them. I haven't seen any straight ones.
Oh, well, I've seen some people that really look like they're with women. And I'm like, huh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused by it. I need more like intel.
This is what they looked like. They were disgusting.
Ew. That's horrific. So
disgusting.
They're like little like corn kernels.
They were like candy corn.
They're like hominy. Hominy? What's it called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, they're so bad. I couldn't even. I was just like, I just got pink and white acrylics.
Oh my God.
They were so bad. And like my working fingers were longer. Anyway, are we doing this next week or what?
I think so. I have to show you my Perlon menu that might entice you.
No, your Saqqara?
My Saqqara. Shit. How is anyone listening to this going to keep track? I'm barely keeping track. I want to go hard with you. Old school.
Maybe
like,
I'll just do it on my own.
It's so hard to stick with it.
My parents are in town.
When?
They get here tonight.
And you're going to do it with
graduating.
Them?
Graduating.
You're going to do it?
No.
Oh, how long are they here for? Oh, just the weekend.
I think they leave Monday. So that's why I was like, I should start Monday.
Yeah.
See, my problem, you know what else my problem is?
What?
I have realized I have no balance in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I'm like, well, I'm starting Prolon next week. I guess I can finish my Domino's pizza for breakfast. Like, it's so gross. Where I'm like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I
yeah.
try to be healthy leading up to it
yeah.
so
yeah.
that I can lose even more weight? But, like, I just...
Well, and, yeah, and it's those lifestyle changes that, like, you have to make even
after...
So
you're good at that.
I mean, I don't know. I've gotten better over the years, but I still, like, love
you're
it.
You're so good at it.
Love some
but you're like you wake up and you're like I'm gonna be healthy.
Yeah, I'm like super healthy until like five, and then I'm like game on.
You're a slow roller. You just start drinking and you just sip all the way till bedtime.
I know. Like, that's the problem though. It's because then I like all my like discipline goes out the window. That's why it's like even sometimes I'll be like I'll just have a few glasses of wine tonight and not like eat a lot, but then once I have a glass of it sabotages me. Like I have to be like I think if I'm going to drink, I have to be already like in my room, kitchen clothes, like and cuz otherwise I'm like what can I get into?
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Wait, what if I do Saqqara next week for 5 days
and I do Prolon
and you do Prolon and we still stick
Let's do it.
Together, no drinking. And do a weigh-in before and do a weigh-in after. And then we can compare and contrast also.
Deal.
Deal?
Yeah.
I think that's a good deal. Yeah. We're going to be
I think
like,
that's a good
we're
deal.
We're going to look like epic.
How pissed are you going to be if I lose like 14 pounds?
You already are. You like, I feel like you dropped so much on it.
I dropped so much weight. You know, so the most weight I've ever lost is when I did clean for 21 days, the 21-day reset. Now, I did it old school, maybe like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and my sister Annie, like, did all the hard work to it. But, like, smoothie for breakfast, smoothie for dinner, two snacks, and literally I just didn't have the brain power to figure out snacks, so all I ate were, like, rice cakes and almond butter, or, like, 10 almonds.
Yeah.
Two snacks, two smoothies, and a sensible lunch, all clean. Did it 21 days, no drinking.
It's the no drinking.
And I lost like 22 pounds. It was bananas. I've never looked better.
When was this?
This was 2000 and maybe 10 or 12. It was a long time ago. So then during COVID, I was like, oh my God, let's do clean again. So I go on to clean And at the time when I did it like 10 years ago, I didn't have the money to buy everything, even though they offered it. But it was like $800. And I was like, I can't afford that. So I didn't do it. So I bought all my own. I didn't even do supplements really. But I bought like protein powder and that's it.
They don't do it now?
So anyway, of course, one night I'm like, I'm just going to buy the entire clean cleanse program. It's awful.
Oh.
I have like 20 packets for milkshakes at home.
Oh, it was Oh my God, again. It was way better when you did it yourself.
When I did it myself, yeah. The packets are like, again, I'm like, why do people feel like they need to load it with artificial sweetener? Like, if your smoothie needs to taste like this, you probably aren't a good candidate for a cleanse.
Yeah, if you need it to be like so like sugared up.
Remember when you were younger, did you ever get like smoothies from like Smoothie King?
No.
You didn't? Did you ever have a Smoothie King? Is that a Florida thing?
There was no Smoothie King. Like there was Jamba Juice.
But okay,
like,
Smoothie King was like...
No, I was never
like,
into that. Like both my parents were like, eat your fruit, don't drink it.
Whoa,
heavy. Little health nuts.
I was doing... Smoothie Peg King was like before Jamba Juice existed. It was like for the meatheads in Florida.
Yeah.
And I used to get like a 42-ounce smoothie. And it was like 1,400 calories. It was like...
You were like, this is my
The
appetizer.
Monkey builder. And I was like, I'm fueled for the day.
Restart my muscles. Okay, wait. Can we talk about also change lanes? My mom recently got COVID. She was like the like ultimate like first person wearing mask, like a mask, like before, even when the CDC was saying, don't wear a mask, it doesn't matter. She was like,
she was a nurse.
Hypersensitive, more than my dad, who's a doctor. And she finally got COVID and she's now like, knock on wood, I hope, she's literally acting like she has Alzheimer's. Like, it's like she has the craziest brain fog. Like, she won't remember talking to me. She, like, it's really weird. She'll be like, I've called you. Where have you been? I'm like, here. And she goes, I called you, like a week ago. I'm like, Mom, we talked Friday. Like, it's weird.
You're freaking me out right now.
No, it's weird.
My heart rate's only at 83, but this conversation's stressing me out.
I feel like the brain fog thing is more like prevalent in like older people. But her doctor's saying it could last like 6 months or something. But it's wild.
She feel better?
Are you really getting anxiety over this?
Oh my God, so much.
Why?
So. You know, I think because I haven't had COVID.
Oh. So I think it's like, more like if you're older.
I know, but like everything freaks me out lately. It's not that bad. It's funny. I have all the symptoms of anxiety, but I look at my heart rate on my watch, and it's, like, totally normal. I'm like, why isn't my body reacting to these evil thoughts?
You're fine. There's no evil thoughts. No, she'll be fine. It's just, it's bizarre because I've heard about that, and I know it's a thing, and I was talking to my dad about it, but, like, I haven't actually, like, known anybody.
Does it freak her out?
A little bit. I mean, I think she knows it's going to get better, but, and she's, like, she's being, like, appropriate and normal, but she just, like, won't remember, like...
Fuck.
Yeah, like she's just like forgetting. Like she told, like one night she was like, "I don't have COVID," and I was like, "Mom, you called me yesterday and told me you have COVID." She was like, "Oh, maybe I do." I'm like, "Oh my God, this is like tripping me out." Yeah,
you do not have generalized anxiety.
I used to.
You used to. You don't anymore.
Oh, I'm getting better. Oh, by the way, my Xanax prescription was like out, and I actually like don't even really need it anymore. But before I threw it said zero like refills left. No, did it say one? Oh, it said one. And I was like, before I throw away the bottle, I'm just going to like, you know, call the automated pharmacy number and see if there's a refill on it before I toss the bottle. And it was like zero refills left. And I was like, oh, I must have already filled it, whatever. And then they're like, we'll contact your doctor on the next day. And I was like, oh no, she's going to be like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, it just won't get filled. I don't even really need it. And then today, actually earlier today, I got a text and it was like, your refill is ready. So she must have just like approved the refill.
They're like crackhead on line one.
And I was like, amazing. So I just have a little back stock of Xanax. And it was like, you know, it's generic. It's generic. And it was like 38 cents. I'm like, oh my God, that's the best 38 cents ever spent. 30?
Holy mother. See, I can't take it anymore.
You get like a hangover?
No. So I still talk to all my college friends on a text. And yeah, the rebound anxiety the next day is bad. But it really? Also makes me feel a little trippy. Where I'm like,
everything makes you feel
no,
trippy.
No, it does. It makes me feel trippy where I go, I don't like being in control. I was like, you know, when you take something.
You don't like being in control?
It was a weird feeling. So last time I took a Xanax, it was like I was like a COVID bout where I thought I had COVID.
Okay.
My mom's like, you would take a pill for high blood pressure. You take this for the boo-boos on your brain. Like, you know, she was like, that's what it's there for. Just take one of your Xanax. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is exactly what my therapist told me not to do. But okay, I guess I'm taking it. Okay. And it was like, I didn't like it how I cosmic. Committed to like Xanax. I was like, cool, I'm going to feel like this for like 6 hours. Like with drinking, you can just drink.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, I'm done feeling like this. I'm done.
I know.
Like,
it's so
you
short,
can put,
so, yeah.
A, like,
yeah.
It's such a commitment where you're like, oh, now I'm Xanified for the rest of the day.
Oh, see, I think it's different if you're taking it during the day. Like, oftentimes, because I'm, knock on wood, not really like that, like, panicky anymore, but I'll take it at bedtime or something. But now, like everything else, it's like I feel it so much more the next day. And I'm like, I'm just more tired and more groggy. So I'm like,
you know what helps, though?
Weigh the options. I mean,
work out the next day because it stores in your fat.
Yeah.
The Xanax does. Yeah.
And then
we should do like a
what
disclaimer at the beginning. Be like, we are not doctors.
We are not doctors. We have like giving you all this medical advice.
It's like we're definitely not doctors.
Wait, what do you mean it stores in your fat?
I don't know. Someone told me that Xanax, okay. Xannies will like store in your fat.
Okay. And working out what?
Working out will give you like that Xanified high again.
Why not just take another one?
because it like you get to skip a day.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
It releases it again.
Nothing's
apparently.
That much fun anymore. You know, it's like everything
sucks.
Like just really takes its toll, and you're like, "Fuck! Why can't there be just like more shit with like less downside?"
It's like your thoughts are so much more developed on Memorial Day weekend. I'm like, why can't potatoes be good for you?
Potatoes actually are good for you.
Bullshit.
Potato, like baked potato,
oh, like a baked potato. No one wants that.
Not a fried potato.
I was like, why can't taters be good for us?
Well, nothing fried is good for you, sadly. But you know what? Do you have an air fryer?
Of course I do, Samantha.
Oh, someone was just telling me to get one. Do you use it?
All the time.
So why do I not have one? So that's
healthy. I have
healthy.
The Cuisinart.
How
it's
are the French...
toaster oven.
Oh, how are the French fries in it?
Amazing.
So that's not bad for you.
It's not great.
Why? You're not using oil.
Okay, but...
What? It's a potato.
Who is really using oil to cook their own French fries these days?
Well, like restaurants and places.
Oh, of course. But like you would never fry something at home for the kids.
No, but how can that, like, those french fries are probably good for you.
Maybe.
Who makes an air-fried french fry? Like, any restaurants?
Do Doubt it. No. I just don't want to deal with that mess.
Hell
And I'm
no.
heart healthy, I barely, so.
Clearly. I barely want to make bacon. Bacon makes Ugh. Such a mess.
You've got that weird microwaved bacon contraption.
Yeah, it's rad.
Yeah, but the bacon doesn't taste good.
It does.
You're used to it. You have Better, made that it, type of bacon since tastes, we were like in
well,
our
it's
20s.
It's actually like, it's actually like, well, my mom used to do it. So that's like why.
So it's all you know.
My mom used to do it. Not in, those things weren't, didn't exist. Those the tray with the lid. She would just do paper towels. But it
In the microwave?
Yeah. But it does take like a lot of the, like the grease off.
You know how Bert cooks it and it's so freaking good?
How?
On a baking pan on the grill.
Oh, I actually will say, I've never done that, but I think baking it on a pan in the oven is like, it tastes
it's the
best.
It's the best.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how it tastes the absolute best?
What?
If you put
With
it
a little bit of brown sugar?
On... No.
What?
No sweeteners for us.
What?
If you put it on a baking pan
yeah.
and then put it on a cookie rack.
Dang.
Hell
Because yeah. it's not sitting in
it
the
It is crispy.
Grease.
It is dry.
Have we put a piece of bacon in the air fryer? Could that happen?
No, I think you'll have a house fire.
Oh.
Because the grease drips. You actually could
Oops.
If you did, if you did.
I don't know the, like, the,
if
the
you
workings
did aluminum
of
foil.
Air fryer. Oh, I need to see. I picture it like a round cylindrical, like, whirlwind
well, if
machine.
If you're going to get, like, yeah, no. I have, like.
Is that what?
No, I have, like, a Cuisinart, oh. and it's, like, a convection, no, a toaster oven,
yeah.
but it has an air fryer. You can bake
oh.
a, you can do a pizza, cookies, oh. air frying.
What about it's like vegetables? Air
everything.
Fried? No, but like, is it crunchy and delicious? Are
yeah.
they like chips?
I don't know. I've never cooked anything that long. Make a chip.
I like jerky and chips and crunchy, chewy
no, thank
things.
You.
No? All right. I have to do a little more recon. On...
All right. Let's talk about next week. You're
okay.
going to do Saqqara.
Yes, I am. I'm geared up.
Should we take pictures?
I like cursed it. Like I like vowed never to do it again. And it's I think it's been like 2-3 years since I've done it. So I'm like ready to.
Saqqara?
I don't know. Just ready to. I got so bored of it. And I think they've like made it better. So I'm ready to jump back in the ring.
All right.
We're doing before and after photos.
Yeah, why not? Oh, please. What are you worried about?
I just like, I feel like
I look like
SpongeBob.
Measurements
are weird to me because I think depending on how bloated you are, but I guess if you measure at the same time in the like of the day.
No, I'm not saying every day. I'm saying before you start, like on Sunday.
No,
on
you were
Sunday,
saying measurements.
I'm not going to measure my arm. I'm not going to lose weight for my arms from a 5-day
fast. What are you measuring? Your waist?
Just my gut.
Okay.
Like the furthest part of my gut.
I guess if you do it at the same time each day, it'll be consistent. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you measured, like...
I'm not doing it every day.
No. The first day and the last day. But I'm just saying, you can't, like, measure, like in the evening and then, like, measure in the morning. I feel like, you know what I mean?
That's what I would have done.
The evening, I just, like, I can't...
I want to get my heaviest weight on... Like, right before, like, weigh in right before, so, like, at 10 p.m. the night before.
Yeah, the heaviest.
The heaviest.
You know what I can't handle lately has been really annoying to me? Is, like, all the high-waisted shit. I'm, like, I'm so uncomfortable.
So disgusting.
I'm just so uncomfortable. I've, like, it's sized up in, like, jean shorts or, like, jeans, and I just, like, I'm, like, even if these were, like, 2-3 sizes bigger, they're still, like... They're like annoy me. They put me in a bad mood. Like, I don't know. Does anybody like? I like the way they look, but I'm like, I'm never like.
I don't
happy.
Have a waist, so I can't wear
it. I don't really have a waist either. I'm more
you
straight.
You and I are like plywood. We're up and down.
Yeah. Straight.
Yeah.
Straight. We don't have big hips.
Whatever. I went to try on jean shorts at Zara the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, 14. That'll fit. Who's high waisted?
14. What do you mean?
Size 14.
What?
It was size literally, 14. It looks like someone poured my body inside of them. Like, there was no way I could have. Worn them. They were so tiny on me.
Wait, size 14? Do they make size 14?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Nope. It was a size 42. I don't know what size that is.
I'll tell you. Okay. Continue.
Anyway, I couldn't.
42. 14. No, but we're straight. This is the problem with high-waisted things for people like us. Like, we don't have, like, big butts and hips. Like, we're not, like, hourglassy. Mm-mm. And I actually don't mind. I think that's – I like that look. But
oh,
we don't
take
have
it any day.
This snatched little waist, which I don't really care about. But then for that reason, all the high-waisted shit is uncomfortable. Is that why?
Yes.
Because I think even if my hips and butt were bigger and my waist was tinier, I could wear that shit.
I could wear any of it.
And not be annoyed. But it's fucking annoying, right?
You know what else I want to try?
It's not made for straight boards like us.
You know what I want to try?
What?
The Good American. Have you seen those ads on Instagram where the one pair of jeans and there's three different body types and they fit all of them?
No, because are they stretchy?
They're stretchy and they're for people like Zara, the woman I went to go check out the other day. And she's like, are you going to return all these? I was like, no, my weight fluctuates, so I'm going to keep them. So I buy two sizes and something I like.
Yeah.
And then if I really, really like it, I'll buy two in the size that fits me best so that I can wear one for events and one for, like, personal stuff.
What was this that you were buying?
This dress at Zara. Oh, okay. But, like, the one I wear for events, I typically sweat in.
Okay.
And I need, like, a good going out version of it.
You sweat in it when you're working?
When I'm working,
when you're
I
on
do.
Your work and
And I'm like,
and
well,
working?
This one's destroyed, you know?
So I think a 42 is a 29.
Oh, my Lord. No wonder I didn't fit into it.
I think that's because they say, like, and then they say that their 26 is a, or their 36 is a 2.
Let's take pictures.
For our old school.
It's going to be embarrassing for me to take pictures, but I honestly think I could inspire people.
Okay.
Like Mike said,
do we have
so
to
brave.
Share the photos with each other? Or maybe after at the end.
I'm still breathing heavy from the COVID talk.
Do you want to at the end? Why? You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Itchy double hockey sticks.
Itchy double hockey sticks.
Let's share with each other.
Itchy double two.
No, let's wait till the end.
Okay.
Let's wait till the end.
I'm down with that. But we will be coaching or just like, you know, supporting each other along the
way. Is there something we can do
way?
That's fun in between? Like one word to describe our mood for the day and how we're feeling?
Like a game to play?
Expanded.
And our wand.
And our wand. I feel assaulted today.
I cannot wait for you to get the NR1 on board.
You know what? I'll take measurements after my NR1.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited. Let's do this. Let's test out a bunch of different ones. Because let me tell you something. No one's doing it.
But then what's your, like, game plan for after? If we complete the
So what's
challenge?
The date after? I'd like to. I'm also starting this workout program, School of Thought.
You've got so many balls in the air.
How did none of them stick for me?
You have like 8 things happening at once and you're eating Domino's pizza for breakfast.
Brownies. I got on a Zoom this morning. They're like, are you eating a brownie? I was like, no, it's a vanilla chip cookie.
You know, when I start like eating without like, and then I'll like, if I'm on the phone with someone, I'll just start eating while I'm on the phone with them and then I'll get off. I'll be like, what the just happened?
Hold on. Let me look at the calendar and see what we're looking at for June.
Tell me what we're looking at.
That's a long time to keep the weight off.
What do you mean?
I'm looking to see when 4th of July is. Yuck. Okay.
Oh, 4th of July is like, you can do whatever you want on 4th of July.
I start that stupid workout program on the 27th.
Oh my God.
I know. I might just be very upfront with her and be like.
Is that also a food program?
Yeah. I don't know. She tells you what to eat, I think. I don't know.
Boring.
Boring. I wonder if I could get out of it. I probably could. Okay, so yeah.
One thing at a time, I think. Yeah.
Next week's a week. Oh, that's July. Next week's a week. We're going to crush that.
Crush.
And then the following week, you know what I may do?
What?
I may do like a one a day.
What's one a day?
Like once or twice, just do Prolon.
What do you mean?
Like just
once a week?
Like a tune-up.
Like a day a week?
Yeah. I'm thinking I might do my... I might just commit to Prolon and do like Tuesday, Thursdays. I fast.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
That could work. Yeah.
Maybe integrate. Prolon will sponsor us.
Maybe. We're like so all about it. I mean, I have people who...
And this week we'll be talking about Prolon again.
Welcome back for
to the Prolon podcast. Episode.
No, I know. There's something about it that just keeps me like intrigued.
Keeps me. I can't believe I never heard of it.
They have a new water bottle.
Oh, that's what I was going to look last night. And I was like, what was I grabbing new water my bottle? Phone
I need
for?
It. It's like it's a total sell.
So gutted about Dr. Goldberg, too. Mm. Wait, Prolon.
That is going to give you a panic attack.
Well, no one's saying the cause, and that's what's been making me panic. Where's the water bottle?
It's new. It's a new thing.
I can't. Well, I can. I was going to say.
What do you mean? Didn't you get like 8 emails from them over the Memorial Day weekend?
What are you talking about? It's the old clear one. That's what you want?
No, it's new.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I'll show you. Wait, hold on. Do you know that Blue Apron is now doing like heat and eat meals? That's weird.
I don't like that.
Look, strange.
No, 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 no.
Okay, I'll show you the new water bottle.
Look at this, Prolon Enhanced Fasting Subscription.
A subscription? No, you're not doing a subscription. Me.
I want to receive Prolon every month.
Wait, no, you're not.
I'm breathing heavy.
You are not subscribing to anything else. I'm not as far as I'm concerned. Look at the new water bottle.
Where?
Hold on.
This better be good, because I've got like 9 Prolon bottles at home.
I wow, like
that is nice. Let me see. Yeah,
that's a beaut.
That is a
has a sweet little cap.
Oh. Oops.
I love the Prolon bottles, even though if you if you put anything hot too? On them, they shrivel. I've melted a few.
Do you do the liquid?
What? Yeah.
That liquid shit you put in the water? What's the point of that?
It's like glycerin or like with like sugar, but it
be, oh my gosh, the fasting bars
it
are
regulates
different.
Your blood sugar throughout
the
day.
Oh god, I need to start doing that.
Yeah. Don't pound it. Like kind of save
no,
it.
Like, that's like the test you do when you're pregnant, when you pound it and you're like, hey.
No, that's something else. That's glucose.
That's what I thought that liquid was.
But I guess it's like glycerin and glucose probably. But it's like very
look
light.
Look at the fasting bars. Ugh, they're fruit.
Ooh, I hate the fruit ones. The only
I've never had a fruit one.
Okay, they're disgusting. The only one worth having is the nut.
I have like a dickload of nut bars. Like so many.
Yeah, could we live off the land for a while?
You could do breakfast for the year off my nut bars.
They're just like not as good as the L bar. The L bar is what comes in the packages every day.
Oh, I wonder if I have the L bar.
You can't buy the L bar a la carte.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. If I could fill in all my like half-eaten boxes.